The province is planning to increase the minimum wage twice this year. The Department of Labor, Skills, and Immigration is announcing minimum wages will increase $1.30 in total this year, first rising to $15.70 per hour on April 1st, then to $16.50 on October 1st. The province says it's the largest minimum wage increase in Nova Scotia's history. CEO of the Cape Breton Regional Chamber of Commerce, Megan Penny, shared her reaction to the news and discussed the positives and negatives.
It's great for those who are working minimum wage jobs and to help to boost that up to get them closer to being able to afford things right now as our inflation continues to rise. But of course, from the business point of view, it's very hard on especially the smaller businesses that have to come up with this to be able to pay employees the minimum wage.
She says people need to support small businesses so that they're able to support their staff. The minimum wage is updated every year on April 1st based on the consumer price index for the previous year, plus an extra 1%. The province says the additional increase coming on October 1st is in response to concerns about the rising cost of living. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.